Lawyers for Green Party candidate Jill Stein were in federal court in Philadelphia this afternoon to push for a recount of Pennsylvania's presidential vote just days before the deadline to certify the state's election results. WHYY's Katie Colinari was in the courtroom and joins us now with the latest. Katie, what happened today?
Well, Brett, today was the battle of the computer nerds. On one side, you had lawyers for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who called up their computer science and cybersecurity expert, who says Pennsylvania's electronic voting systems are vulnerable to hacks. That's despite the fact that they're not connected to the internet or to a local network. And he explained how it might be possible for a hacker to spread malware onto these machines, although it is worth pointing out that the Stein camp actually doesn't have evidence right now that that happened in Pennsylvania. Then on the other side, lawyers for the state and for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence called their own computer science expert to the stand, and he said the hacking scenarios Stein's expert described are, quote, about as likely as androids from outer space living among us. He said hacking an electronic voting machine in a university computer lab is way different than doing it in real life. These machines are locked up in a warehouse, and it would require breaking and counterfeiting these special seals that they attach to the machines to detect tampering.
And so what did Stein's expert say in response?
Well, they had a press conference after today's hearing, and I asked her expert, J. Alex Halderman, from the University of Michigan about that, and he insisted that reality is just as hackable as the lab, but he did concede on one point.
I think this year it probably is more likely that the polls were wrong than that there was a cyber attack, but I think they're both significant possibilities. And I think we owe it to the public to do the investigation, to look at the evidence and find out which of those is right.
The Stein camp is making the case that there's an easy way to find out the truth, and that's by allowing a limited recount of ballots and a forensic examination of electronic voting machines in Pennsylvania. That's what Stein and her lawyers want permission from the judge to be able to do.
So did the judge give an indication what he's thinking?
Well, Judge Paul Diamond was definitely skeptical for sure. He criticized Stein's lawyers for taking 3 weeks to bring the case all the way to federal court. And he seems really concerned about the fact that the deadline to certify Pennsylvania's election is coming up on Tuesday. And granting in favor of the Stein camp would throw a giant monkey wrench into meeting that deadline.
So when does the judge plan to make a decision?
He says he hopes to rule on the case first thing Monday morning.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Brad.